The Mamas on Magic.
Good morning. I'm Shannon.
And I'm Gwen.
And this week we're talking about ways to reduce some of the holiday anxiety that so many of us feel this time of year.
Yes, and one of the best ways to do that is to let yourself say this one little word, no.
No.
As recovering people pleasers ourselves, we do know how hard it is to say that one little word when people ask you to do things. But we also know that a schedule that's overbooked is the fastest way to make yourself and your whole family feel crazy and stressed out.
I think the real trick is finding how to say no in a nice way that doesn't hurt anybody's feelings.
It is tricky, but here's one thing I've learned. Just say, oh, I'm so sorry we can't make it, but we already have plans. And then just stop talking because no one has to know what your plans are. Your plans might be to sit on the sofa and chill out and do nothing for the night. And that's okay. We all need downtime.
So true. Another tip is to resist the urge to abandon your healthy habits until after the holidays are over. If you're headed to a holiday party and you know there will be a gazillion desserts and drinks, eat something healthy before you go so you won't be as likely to overdo it at the party.
And get plenty of sleep this month because lack of sleep just makes everything harder and it'll definitely increase your anxiety if you're worn out.
That's it for us today, but we'll be back tomorrow with more tips for dealing with holiday stress. Until then, find us online at nwamotherlode.com.
Where moms click.